From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, my special guest is Jim Leone. Jim is a financial planner for Aspire Investment Management. Since 1981, Jim has helped individuals, families, pastors, and churches with financial planning, investment management, and insurance. He is an instructor for Financial Peace University and is a member of Hope Church in Avon, Ohio. Welcome to the program, Jim Leone.
Well, good morning, Janet. Thanks for having me.
Jim, you know, money is an emotional subject with people. I find that people obsess over it or they avoid the subject completely, especially when it comes to paying for college. Has that been your experience?
Yes, it has. Money brings out the best in people. It brings out the worst in people. What I do wish at times, people would just understand that it's a tool. Money's just a tool. It's inanimate. It's like a brick. So you could do a couple of things with a brick, right? You can take that brick, walk down the street, throw it through a window, and cause a little havoc with that. Or you could take that same brick, use it as a cornerstone to build a hospital. It's a tool. There's a lot of emotion with what money can do. It's always been a concern. And Jesus talked more about money than any other subject in the New Testament. So it's quite an emotional subject.
How can you become more objective about it, do you think?
Wow, that's a really good question. How do you become less emotional? I think just by realizing what it does and realizing that you can control it, it doesn't control you. People obsess over money because it drives them to, well, maybe it's the greed factor that drives them to want to have things that they can't afford, and they obsess that way. Or they have enough money, they think, but then they find out that they don't, and the greed factor takes in, and they just obsess that way. So they're not frugal anymore, they're cheap. So it's the same coin, opposite sides.
You teach a financial peace class through the Dave Ramsey Network. I'm sure that you probably cover some of these types of issues in the class. Am I right in that?
Well, yeah, we do. Dave has 9 baby steps that we go through. And we take each step at a time. And that's an important thing, too, because when I was younger, I was taught inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's hard. And if we take our habits and we break them down into the lowest common denominator, they're a lot easier to achieve than if we were to try to tackle it all at one time. If you wanted to save $100, well, it's easier to save $3 a day for a month than it is $100 all at one time. So just breaking it all down. And that's what we help teach in the class. It's mindset. It's habit forming. It's consistency. I'm going to use a bad word, self-discipline.
So I wonder if those are some things that would help people to become a little less emotional and more objective about decisions on how they handle money.
I think so. I think what happens also is people get into a panic situation too when they don't have enough money. Then what they do is go and attack their credit, you know, use their credit as a way of paying for things that they really don't need at this point. And then it just becomes a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm. The key word that I'm hearing from you actually is, you know, habits, the habits that you form, and then the things that you can do over time, the self-discipline that you can create that will actually create some financial freedom in the future. Is that right?
Absolutely. Let's use an analogy. Say you wanted to get in shape for the summer. All right. You're not going to do that all at one time, going to the gym one day and then you're done. So it's consistency for a period of time, not only in terms of exercise, but in terms of diet, in terms of what type of exercise. And if you do it long enough, some people say 21 days, some people say 63 days, 3 times of 21. But if it's consistent and done long enough, it becomes a habit. So it's easier to do then than not to do. And the same applies with money. If you don't use a credit card and you use cash, it is very uncomfortable at first, just like it would be working out in the gym. But you put that credit card away and you use cash, it becomes more and more easy to do. Plus, using cash is, there's more emotion involved using cash than there is a credit card. A credit card is a swipe. Cash you have to actually take out of your pocket, count it, and there's a transfer of money for goods, where the swipe or the tap, there's not. So that's one big habit that we try to teach our people initially, is just to use more cash than they do credit. Just get rid of those credit cards.
Mm-hmm. And these habits, they're a lot easier to conquer when you're young, right? I mean,
the longer in the tooth you get, the more settled in you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I see with some kids that go to college. You know, I have about a 10-12 year experience at Lorain County Community College, and I know that some students look at that and they say, okay, I have this amount of grants, this amount of scholarships. Well, I'll just kind of take out some more loans. And, you know, I wonder if that is the beginning of a habit that starts to form at a very young age.
Especially if the loans, you're not disciplined in using the money that you get for the loans for the education.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And also, I don't know about over at LCCC, but a lot of campuses have tables so that when the kids come to school, there's guys out there with T-shirts and sign up for this credit card, we'll give you free pizza. All of a sudden, that gets to be real easy, too. And it's a swipe, not a transaction.
Yeah, right. So, how did you get interested in the financial piece, and why do you do it?
I made a lot of dumb mistakes when I was younger. And if I'm going to coach people, I need to be on top of my game. So after these dumb mistakes, I mean, I came across Ramsey, and it was just absolutely incredible. There's another incredible organization, Crown Financial, that has similar educational material. So getting your own house in order before you help somebody else is kind of critical. The reason I do this is when you're teaching a class and the students' eyes just like kind of light up and you know they got it. And what you've affected is basically a change in their life and a change in their family tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I've been doing it, I don't know, 12 years or so. People coming back and just thanking me. And they don't need to thank me. I mean, they did the work. But what I do ask is they, like, pay it forward. So somebody they see having trouble, they're qualified to teach it too. Mm-hmm. They went through it.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen a lot of people's lives changed as they apply the principles that are taught in financial peace.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it'll take a student maybe 2-3 times coming through a class just to get it. That's what it was like for me with intermediate accounting, let me tell you that. But finally you get it, and then you apply it, and then you move on.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much freedom to that, right? I mean,
absolutely.
It is like a load that is taken off of your shoulders.
Well, in the book of Proverbs, it says the borrower is slave to the lender, the rich rule over the poor. If you have no debt to pay on, you're free to do with that money what you need to do or you want to do. There's no obligation there. If your boss is giving you a bad time and you have no debt, you can walk out. I mean, you're not stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Ron Lieber, he is a personal finance columnist for the New York Times. He's written a book, it's just out a couple months ago, and it's called The Price You Pay for College. He says that it is the biggest financial decision a family will ever make. He says that it's not uncommon for students to spend $100,000 to $300,000 for college, just for one student. And if they have more than one child, you know, my question to you is, how can people do this without putting themselves into debt? How can you possibly do this?
It can be done. It's a matter of choices. It's a matter of discipline again. I mean, starting off, for example, at a community college and using the partnership program over there, that's fantastic, right? And going to a state school as opposed to a private school. Is the education that different? I don't know. I don't think so. Grants, scholarships. There was one lady that her daughter was going to graduate in May, and the entire month of April, she made her sit down and apply for one scholarship or grant a day. And toward the end of April, you know, coming in May, you can imagine that this pickings got a little slimmer because, you know, eventually you're going to start running out of places to go get grants and everything. But if you get a $100 grant or a $500 grant, it's $100 or $500 you didn't have before, right? Don't be afraid to work it while you're going through school. I used to hire a lot of people back in a previous time. And that's one of the things I looked at a resume. Did you work through college? Because if you work through college, that means you can time manage and you've got discipline and you've got a good work ethic. Taking loans isn't always the answer. I mean, parents need to get on board too early. Start open 529 plans or whatever other method is available to them.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about something that Lorain County Community College is doing for all graduating seniors this year in Lorain County, and that is that they are offering 9 credits absolutely free for any graduating 2021 high school graduates. So I wanted to put that out for the audience that's listening right now because it's a great deal. There's very, very few times in your life that someone will offer you the equivalent of $1,700 for taking summer classes. So I wanted to put that out there. And anybody that you know, there's a lot more going on at Lorain County Community College. And that's what this podcast is all about, Jim, is trying to get the word out about how people can complete at least an AA degree debt-free.
Fantastic.
Jim, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I hope the listeners have found this conversation helpful. If you'd like more help on planning your financial future, you can reach Jim Leone through Aspire Investment Management at 440-925-3042. And if your child is unsure about their career direction and want help on completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Malpe, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through Lorain County Community College called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on radiowannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Malpe. Thanks for listening.